SGI versus Digital Domain.
It used to be animation was done entirely by hand. Classics like Disney's Fantasia were drawn frame by frame. Modern animation, however, has depended on computers, like The Prince of Egypt depends on technology from Mountain View's SGI. The special effects in The Perfect Storm and in Titanic were all done with SGI technology. So, too, were the dinosaurs in the Jurassic Park series.
When people think special effects, they think SGI.
Animation has come a long way since the days of painstaking pencil drawings executed frame by frame. Who would have thought it was possible to create characters so real, so extraordinary, and so lifelike that they literally tremble on a tightrope? Digital Domain may be a name that means nothing to you, but you have certainly experienced their work. Founded by director extraordinaire James Cameron, animatronics whiz Stan Winston, and ex-ILM executive Scott Ross in 1993, Digital Domain has grown into the world's most successful visual effects house. Their effects made history in films such as True Lies, Apollo 13, and The Fifth Element. They are perhaps most famous for sinking the Titanic. After 6 years as the leading special effects house in the world, not to mention 2 Oscar nominations, Digital Domain committed to becoming a production house in their own right.